Welcome to Northern Ag Network On Demand. If you like this program, we'd sure appreciate your comments on the show. Feel free to suggest to us if you've got news or stories you think your neighbors in Northern Ag Network country would benefit from hearing. We'd also like to take a second to thank BNSF Railway for sponsoring our program. BNSF Railway has been partnering with farmers for over 170 years. We thank them for the partnership. Enjoy the report.
Good afternoon, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Noon Market Report. Well, in a landmark decision, the Supreme Court has overturned the 40-year-old Chevron Doctrine, which made it easier for federal agencies to regulate various sectors, including the environment and public health. The ruling was passed by the court's six conservative justices, with the liberal justices dissenting. Now, as you may recall, the Chevron decision allowed federal agencies to fill in the details when laws were unclear. This decision, though, now shifts the power back to the courts to independently judge if agencies are acting within their statutory authority. The ruling will have significant implication and is considered a win by many ag groups, as it may remove some costly regulatory burdens. However, critics argue that this will weaken the essential regulations that protect the public health and safety. Environmental and health advocacy groups have expressed their concerns over the potential rollback of the crucial protections. Now, the decision also marks a major shift in the balance of power between federal agencies and the judiciary, with wide-reaching consequences for various industries. Well, the Montana Grain Growers Association announced the hiring of Kira Berkland as the Director of Policy. MGGA Executive Vice President Allison Vergeron celebrated the hiring by saying Kira will solely focus on policy and regulatory issues that the members are experiencing. Now, I spoke with Berkland this morning, who said she's excited to advocate for the farmers so they can run their operations as smooth as possible.
We just really want the members and those thinking about becoming members as the grain growers to know that we're here to make sure that they can farm and ranch in the most efficient way possible for them, that they can do and their livelihood will be secure because we'll be behind them, pushing for policies and helping them get the information and the details that they need to be as successful as possible.
Berkland was born and raised in Great Falls, but is currently residing in Utah, where she is serving in the Utah Legislature.
From the beginning, we've worked closely with farmers. BNSF's ties to the agricultural community go back 175 years. Together, we've innovated to make the U.S. agriculture supply chain one of the most efficient and productive in the world. Our strong relationship powers BNSF still today and helps us move the nation like no one else can. At BNSF, we move the nation for you.
90 years in business. Montana Livestock Ag Credit's been around through the Great Depression, wars, droughts, and devastating weather events. We've been a sound source of credit for our borrowers for the past 90 years by maintaining consistent philosophy through the good times and the bad. Trust your ag operating business with a lender with 9 decades of knowledge. Give Montana Livestock a call today at 1-800-332-3405 or check us out at our website ag-credit.com.
The USDA this morning released their annual acreage report that determines how many acres of crops are actually in the ground. Overall, wheat acreage was largely spot on with the pre-report estimates, as spring wheat saw a total of 11.3 million acres, just 60,000 less than the expectations and 100,000 more acres than that of last year. Similarly, winter wheat was reported at 33.8 million acres in the annual report, 316,000 acres less than expected. The shock of the report, though, came from the corn acres. Based off the USDA's March planting intentions report and the inclement weather this spring, many thought there would be just over 90 million acres of corn. However, survey results showed that corn producers planted 91.5 million acres, and as you can imagine, when there's suddenly 1.5 million more acres of one crop, that turns the markets red. We'll talk about how bad it was later on in the report. Well, the American Lamb Board says that they're remaining focused on educating consumers about cooking lamb at home. ALB is helping the American Lamb with a more mainstream at-home dinner choice through partnerships with two virtual cooking class programs. Kitch and Homemade are innovative new ways to reach and inspire consumers to cook American lamb at home for those weeknight dinners. ALB Chairman Jeff Ebert said, "These new partnerships take cooking to a new level by providing both recipes and interactive online classes to let consumers prepare lamb dishes at home alongside the chefs across the country." Despite those significant declines in the corn contracts today, we didn't see the feed cattle really having a huge rally through the noon hour, as traders were really hoping to see more of the cash cattle trade really being established this morning. However, that's not to say there was some positivity to talk about, as we did see some prices pushing above the opening prices, but largely they headed to the weekend on a sideways trading pattern yet again. For the live cattle contracts, they flip-flopped between higher and lower prices multiple times throughout today's trading session, as they desperately wanted to see that cash cattle trade being established early this morning, but those feedlots are doing their best to hold out for more money. They, of course, are using the fact that box beef prices and demand is high right now, with the choice cattle values up over $2 this morning, now sitting at $325.73, while select values of the box beef added another $2 themselves this morning, with their price now sitting at $304.81. Checking out some of the futures, we saw the August feeders just above their steady mark at 260.67, September feeders steady at 261.40. As mentioned, live cattle futures coming away just a little bit softer, as the August giving away four dimes at 186.05, October live cattle futures down just 22 cents at 185.52. Lean hogs, on the other hand, had a good rallying day today, with the nearby July contract only adding a dime at 89.55, while the deferred contracts appreciated yesterday's hogs and pigs report, as the August contract lean up $1.55 at 89.65. When you turn to some of the local auctions, things have been pretty quiet with those seasonal slowdowns. However, some coal cows through Billings Livestock had their prices pushing into the 150 money, while light tests of those open stock cows under 2 years old anywhere from 150 to 199. Now, really, a small test happened at Newell Sheepyard yesterday, as the higher head count came from the replacement ewes at 3 years old, with their price right at 170 a head.
I'm Jenny Stovall. So in agriculture, it's all a risk. And in order to deal with that, it's very difficult just to go through life and just smile and wave the little rodeo wave. You know, you always think the grass is greener on the other side. And that's where, you know, you do need to go beyond the weather if things aren't. Otherwise, you go down a downward spiral. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
The knee-jerk reactions from the grain complex this morning settled towards the closing bell, but it still didn't mean it eliminated all those double-digit drops, as KC winter wheat came away 10 cents softer in that nearby July contract at 582. September KC winter wheat also losing 14 on the day at 583. For the Minneapolis spring wheat, it was a lot of trade focus towards the September contract, as they dropped 6 cents at 612, while the December spring wheat down a nickel and a half at 631. Mentioned earlier, it was a row crop seeing the worst of it, with a July corn giving away 15 cents and now under that $4 bid at 398 and a quarter. September corn down 14 at 408. From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Mindy Schwab.